Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Welcome to the Oddcast, only on airfmlive.com with Dusty Angel.
Yeah, you've sat on the cum stainer too.
Desi.
I look like a whore. I didn't even do anything.
And Robert.
Soon we'll be drinking recycled pee.
It's not a mistake. It's an FM.
Here they are. The Oddcast.
Live.
Okay, it's official. Desi doesn't have a bump on her lip.
No, I did not eat bad sushi.
Okay.
I ate bad sushi, but not that sushi.
Yeah, see?
No, I didn't.
Okay, see, because, I mean, like I was telling Rob last week, when they're talking about
you... I was listening to you guys.
I know you were, because you were making fun of me throughout the whole show.
Hey, I'm sorry, but honestly, your guest, last week, he sounded like Fez.
Fez.
From
Who's
that
Fez?
70s show.
Oh, did he? Oh, wow.
Seriously, I messaged my brother, and I told him, hey, tell him to say, I said, good day, sir. I said, good day. And I wanted to say it so bad, but, like, you guys didn't say it. And I was like, oh, I was listening. I was like, fuckers.
Rob probably didn't want to stir up the pot.
Oh, wasn't it towards the end of the show?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. But it was kind of funny, though, because I was like, oh, my God, he sounds just like Fez. Like, you guys should have said he was Will, whatever the fuck his name is.
Will Nirvadarama.
And it's funny because you mentioned his name, too, and I'm like, yeah, him. He sounds like him.
That guy, you're like, da, da, da.
All right, so you did eat officially some bad food and not
I just got like
cooch.
A really bad stomach ache and I threw up and then I didn't feel good. Like, I felt really nauseous.
Uh-huh.
So I was kind of like, ugh, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Because I've had bad sushi before. And yeah, it doesn't make you feel good the next day.
Yeah, I know. 70-year-old sushi.
Yeah. Did you didn't have to get a shot or anything, right?
What? No. I was fine. Like, after a day of like sleeping it off, you know.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, see,
sleeping off the sword. No, I'm just kidding.
And that's just gross, because restaurants, please take heed to this and clean your shit, man, because it's nasty. Because I used to work in fast food, and I'm surprised I still eat fast food from seeing the shit that I've seen behind the counter.
Well,
it's
yeah,
nasty.
If you told us what you did to pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, if somebody
you
that,
made
by
me
the
afraid.
Way.
Like, I always tell people, you know,
yeah,
be nice to your server, because
always
I served people before and you were a bitch to me. Well, you got spit in your shit.
Yeah, spit, cum, cockroaches.
Well, he put cum.
Cum
on the pizzas.
We had a little yeah.
I'm
there was
to go
a little
back and listen to that show.
Collect a jar that.
Ew, that's disgusting.
It's very nasty.
Really?
Isn't it?
Now collect think of
that
a jar.
Now think of that thing.
Wait, no, I would remember this if you told us
no,
this before.
I didn't say that in the last show. I'm just kidding, Desi. There's no collect a jar.
Ew, it's like, oh, we want our special sauce.
You know
that's
what?
The angel, guys.
You know what I did?
Put
I
don't, on there.
I didn't officially nut on the pizza. I didn't wash my hands after I jacked off in the bathroom.
Ugh.
And I
ew.
Made their whole pizza with it. And I made sure I was like,
at
and I
work?
Made sure I got a little bit on my finger too. Like, and I didn't, so like, some got in there. Some of my manhood juice got
ew.
In the cheese. Respect your people, man. If,
you, oh,
if you're
so
a bitch
gross.
On the phone, you're going to get shit in your pizza. That's all. I was 17. I probably wouldn't do that today. Oh, God
maybe.
Forbid I wouldn't be working in a fucking pizza joint.
Yeah,
now,
if you were, then I would expect you to do that to people's pizza because you're mad at life.
Exactly. Fuck you, you rich bitch.
Eat my cum, bitch.
Oh, shit. Do you think that happens everywhere?
Sad to say,
yeah.
I really think it does, dog.
I told you mom was a bitch to the server once at a pizza place.
Uh-huh.
Luckily, you weren't there.
Uh-huh.
And we got pineapples on the pizza. And I think I said this last time. The pineapples tasted funny.
Uh-huh.
I mean, honestly, it looked like they dumped the pineapples on the floor and stepped on them and threw them on top of the pizza.
That's
it honestly
very
looked
possible.
Like that. I ate one slice, and after that, I couldn't eat it. I watched my mom and everyone else finish it off. And I told them, they fucked with the food because
yeah.
You were a bitch to her up the front. And no. So her excuse is pretty much.
Yeah.
Her excuse is like, oh, well, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, if I don't know, it doesn't. Ignorance is bliss, basically, right? But
until you get sick.
Exactly, like you did last week.
Well, I'm just assuming that's what made me sick, but I mean, I did eat something.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, you got to be very, you got to wash shit, and it's really hard to keep up a restaurant. And I was just talking to my girl about this recently, is if a worker doesn't want to get fired or something, and he drops a steak on the floor when he's about to carry it out, and the customer's been waiting for 20 minutes, you think that guy's going to go back and say,
pick
oh,
that shit
he's going to pick
sure
that shit up,
dirt on it.
Put a little bit of gravy on top of that bitch, and here you go, sir.
Maybe throw it on the grill once more so everything looks cooked.
The exacto mundo. So it happens, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that next time you got to eat with your family, your loving family.
Speaking of families, I saw that you were playing daddy this weekend.
Aw, yeah, I was daddy. I'm daddy like 75% of the time, but this week I was extra daddy. I took my son to Hollywood, and we hung out in Hollywood.
Took your son to Hollywood?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Like,
so how many hookers did you guys get?
What club?
Now, that's in a couple years. couple years from now. He did get to experience the beautiful stench that is Hollywood when you pull up.
Yeah,
as soon as you pull into the city, it's like,
on Hollywood Boulevard.
Ah, bum piss. Ooh, prostitute sperm, like, you know, things like that.
Not even her club people, you know, pissing. I've pissed all over Hollywood. Oh. I'm pretty sure you smelled my piss somewhere.
I've
squatted plenty of times. I almost got caught in front of somebody's driveway. Nice. Like, their head, they came pulling into their fucking driveway, and I'm popping a squat. And I'm like, ah! I, like, ran away with my pants halfway down. She didn't see me, but I looked at my friend to my right, and she's in the bushes, like, oh, there's a car.
That's funny. You know, you and Denise have a lot in common. I'll just say that. Go ahead, Rob.
Speaking of piss, you remember when a certain somebody
pissed on the bed?
No.
Oh.
Pissed at the gas station.
Oh my god.
Jesse did?
One of my friends, she was so drunk that she had to pee so bad, and my brother was getting gas. Uh-huh. And we were literally down the street from my house. And I told her to just wait. She's like, no, I'll clean it up. This bitch
starts. Where'd she pee?
He's at the gas station pumping gas.
Uh-huh. We're at the pump. I wasn't pumping gas yet. I went in to pay.
I want to know where her piss hit. Where was
she was sticking her ass out the back door.
Oh, she opened the door where he's pumping gas, right where he would
next
go.
Next time that happens, text me and tell me exactly where you guys are so I could come.
No,
see
I
that.
Had recorded. It's saved in my photo bucket.
And you have not shown me this, Destiny.
I mean, it's I save all my
Jesus
bullshit.
Jesus Christ!
And it's her, and she's popping a squat, and then I'm like, hold on. My brother's coming. Then he comes walking up, and he's like, "What are you doing?"
I'm starting.
The floor's all wet. She's picking her
and
ass
like,
in the car.
She's like, I'm sorry. I'll clean it up.
I'm starting to doubt our friendship, Desi. You haven't showed me this tape.
I'm sorry. I'll send it to you on Facebook.
Please do.
Oh, God. On Facebook?
Inbox
don't put
it
on Facebook.
You got to inbox it. Don't put it on the thing.
I'm not
going
to.
He can't be trusted.
Why?
He'll
I'll keep it to myself. I promise. Forever and ever. Trust.
I'm going to just show him after the show.
Now, it's funny because there was always those signs that, you know, Rob was swinging on the other side of the fence. And, that's
signs.
What's the first thing? What are
fucking
you doing?
Face.
Any guy would have been like, "Oh shit!"
He's like,
going.
"Oh my god, vagina!
Keep
put that away."
She was peeing at the gas station. There was another person on the other side of the pump.
You know what? I would have let that go on as long as her little heart.
Oh
wanted.
My god! In the background, all you hear is me busting up laughing. Like, I'm trying to stop her at first, and then I just start laughing hysterically.
That's classic.
And I couldn't believe that was happening.
That's classic.
But
it
was pretty funny.
Just next time that happens, please make sure I'm somewhere in the vicinity.
I'll make sure I put it on a Dusty Angel alert.
Please do. Like, have my phone on speed dial. Does speed dial still exist? All this new technology.
Do you think it would be possible for me to get it posted as an Amber Alert, just in case you're driving?
You're on the freeway, Dusty Angel.
If you run into Dusty Angel.
Please let him know to check his Facebook account. There was a video waiting for him of a girl pissing at a gas station pump.
Please, oh my god, your boyfriend has on a very controversial wristband there.
I gave him that wristband.
What is it, boobies?
I love boobies.
I love boobs.
I love that. See? I'm not gonna say that I took that idea, but I thought about that type of slogan years ago, dude. I swear to God, when like the whole breast implant thing,
just like I thought of the iPad. I thought of the iPad.
See where my mind goes? Breast cancer thing. I know. I thought of the iPad.
I thought of the iPad, and you told me it was a freaking laptop, and I said, "No, you don't understand."
No. You can actually read books and stuff.
Yeah, but nobody listened to me. Like, oh, you're stupid. It's called a computer. It's called an iPad. I'm like,
maybe
okay,
you should work for Apple.
I know. I'm
because,
very smart.
But back to the because I've always been a big advocate of the breast cancer thing because I've never met a pair of breasts that I don't like. Okay? Little ones.
I saw that post.
Big ones. I mean, it just popped up in my head. The bracelet's there. Let's talk about it because that's great. And breast cancer is a big issue. It's like
the number
one.
Do you know what the controversy is about that bracelet?
Boobies, right?
Someplace in the Midwest.
There's one fat bitch who doesn't
Northern Midwest state.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Some
those
fat whores complaining.
No. Some kids wore them to school. Elementary school kids.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're just putting it out there. I love boobs.
Right.
And some of the parents took offense to that.
See, that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
And
see,
so
that's not cool, man.
Trying to compromise where they can turn them inside out.
That's stupid. You're supporting cancer, breast cancer. I used to wear two because I love boobies.
The teenage boys are not wearing them in the spirit that they're supposed to be.
Of course they're not. But you know what? They're reaching honestly, a cause. They're doing a cause.
And yeah, but their money when they buy them is going towards a cause. But honestly, when I would see like girls wearing them, I'm like, oh, you're gay. Oh, like yeah. It was also another way because I mean I wore it and I'm like, well, you know I like boobies. Why do you think I like boobies?
Uh huh. That's
you
a good.
Know what I mean? You have them?
Yeah. See,
because
no, Desi, yeah.
Because I saw another girl that I'm like, she's gay. She likes boobies. She ain't gonna be sporting that. She ain't supporting breast cancer. She wants boobies in
yeah.
her face.
Yeah. See, because we did talk about how we know we can pick up those signs right away, and that's a good sign. I didn't even catch that.
Dude,
job.
I look for anything. If I see a girl and I just find any type of rainbow, any type of fucking
yeah,
like,
yeah, you
or
look.
She just gives you that look. It's just like,
this bitch is a hoe. Let's do it. Can I Facebook me, please?
Oh. How about we get into some real news?
Let's do it.
It's the news.
Good evening and thank you for joining us. Bringing it straight to your face. Really raw, really uncut.
Well, tonight a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat.
And now for the news.
Okay. Obviously, there's people out there that are so much more nutty than us. And when I first read this story, I thought it was going to be a black or a Mexican. Sadly, but it's actually in Britain. Apparently, the world's youngest father has just become the world's youngest grandfather.
What?
And it's in Britain, not East LA or South Compton. The young father said, I like the idea of being the youngest granddad in Britain, but at the same time, I'm fuming that my daughter is pregnant. I know myself how tough it is being a teenage parent, and now she has to go through the same thing. However, we're all good to stand by. We're all going to stand by her, and we will welcome the little one into the family.
Wait, how old is this kid?
The Britain's youngest father is 14. Well, he had his kid at 14, and now he's a granddad at 29.
Oh my God!
Because his daughter just got pregnant. Fucking whore.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And this is something you would, like I said, you would.
How old is she now? How many years is that? I can't do math right now.
15. So she's just turned 15.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, it's not like he can really, you know.
Beef. Yeah, he can't. Yeah, exactly. Him. Fuck you, Dad.
Dad, we're only 15 years apart.
They're both taking the same classes at junior college.
They're 13 years apart.
That's really weird.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, something you'd
expect.
He's
proud of it?
I guess he's not proud of it. He's a little upset, but he's living with it.
I guess.
Yeah. Something you would expect somewhere else, but not in.
Can you imagine being a grandfather at 29?
Yeah. Exactly, dog. But I just became a father. Well, fuck. Never mind. 10 years ago. But still.
I know.
Jesus, what am I talking about?
You're like, where'd the time go? Yeah, shit, woo! I thought I'd be my father yesterday.
God damn. You were of age enough.
I was, definitely.
You weren't 13.
14 is crazy.
You weren't 14.
Crazy talk, people.
Anyways, following GPS direction, car crashes into church.
What?
I always use GPSs, that'd be me. Two British seniors landed in
Wait, wait. Surprise, what? Surprise. This was seniors.
I know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See,
old
we
people.
Talked about that. Old
they
people shouldn't be driving.
They should not be driving.
To drive into a church.
See, that's stupid.
They shouldn't be using technology. It's crazy. Two British seniors landed in the hospital in southern Germany after their car's GPS directed them to drive into a church. While driving in the evening on a back road, the navigation system instructed the couple to turn right where there was no road.
Oh.
They were confused, obviously, and didn't notice the navigation system was faulty. The 76-year-old driver then crashed into the side of the village church, riding off the car, damaging the building foundation. Total damages were about 25,000 euros.
Damn, that's a lot of money.
The couple who were traveling to France spent the evening in the hospital recuperating from minor injuries.
There's a big building. Should we keep going?
Oh, goodness. There's the hospital.
I'm confused, but the GPS says it's right. Isn't the internet right?
That happened to me once with my GPS when I went to Lancaster because everything was new. Bill helped me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that, yep,
so
yep.
So I'm
yep.
driving mm-hmm. to my friend's house, and yep. all of a sudden it's like, turn right here. And I'm like, there's fucking
there's
houses.
A fucking house.
And I'm like, confused.
Hit that little Asian kid on the left.
No, I'm seriously, it's like, make a right at 2nd Street. And I'm like, there's a house. I'm like, okay, maybe it's wrong. Yeah. So I turn around, and finally I call my friend. I'm like, dude, I don't know where the fuck I'm at.
That's so people, if you're driving and you see a building in front of you,
it's not a road.
Don't listen to the fucking GPS.
Oh,
these
my
people,
goodness.
These people shouldn't be on
don't
the earth.
Don't trust technology.
How did they live to be seniors, being that stupid? That's what I want.
I don't know.
How did they figure out how to use a GPS is my question.
Yeah, Jesus
most people
Christ.
Can't even turn on a fucking computer.
I
age.
Can't even use a fucking GPS.
Oh, that's
I can't even take pictures on my fucking phone. I don't even know where my phone is. I'm so fucking old school.
Dusty still writes hello backwards.
Hello.
He still writes. He sends you a 4-3-1-1-0
pager status.
Parentheses
911.
Turn your phone upside down.
Hello.
Okay, Lady Gaga's first fragrance to smell like blood and semen.
Of nice. Course it would.
We all like the smell like that in the morning.
The meat-wearing
that's
singer.
That's just another Thursday night for Desi. What are you talking about?
Oh, fuck you.
Why is this a big news story?
Hey, that's a night for you, too. Oh, the God. Freaky shit you do.
True that. The meat-wearing singer has found a way to stand out from numerous other celebrity-touted perfumes by making her creation appeal to vampires and sex addicts.
Interesting.
Sources close to the makers of the scent said the 24-year-old Grammy winner has requested that the scent smell of blood and semen. Body fluids aren't the usual celebrity choice for their signature perfume.
Oh, yeah, surprise.
Coty Inc. will be creating the Gaga perfume, which is slated to launch in spring this year.
Nice.
It has also launched other star-powered scents, including those from David and Victoria Beckham, Halle Berry, Shania Twain, Beyonce, and J-Lo.
See, I just gained a newfound respect for Lady Gaga. That's a niche fucking market.
But
and
can you imagine you smelling that? It's like, are you cheating on me?
What is it?
Or smell. Are you an axe murderer? Which one is it?
You smell like penis.
Penis oddly, and fucking dead people.
Oddly turned on by your odor. What?
No, it's like you smell like penis and period. I'm kidding.
But see, you know what? I can't even lie. That's kind of sexy. It is. It's just the fact that she's so out there because, you know, she's crazy.
Maybe it's
sack.
Not actual no. blood and semen. Maybe no, it's like
not,
a pheromone
but
or something.
Just for her to think of that, she's a maniac in the sack. She has to have the... She is amazing in the sack. Just to think of something like that.
She probably
only
likes
girls,
to bite.
She likes to bite. She likes it
she
up
likes
the
to
butt.
Draw blood.
Yeah, she does. And I'm all A. I'm all...
Probably
not
get
really
some scratches
hard.
Down your back.
I can deal with scratches. I can deal with bite marks, all that shit. But don't bite me on my cock. That's all I ask.
Ouch.
Take note,
that's
Denise.
Not very fun. That's like you biting our clit.
Oh.
Ow.
I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Ow.
Slap your ass.
Who's next? Am I next?
Yes.
You're next.
I'm fucking... Okay, let's see. Tokyo urinals are fitted with games in Japan.
Huh?
I like that. Hold on.
You're not there long enough to play a game.
No, I guess... Asian people think differently because a Japanese entertainment company has combined men's obsession with video games with their inability to aim straight into the urinal. Sega has installed the toilets in male bathrooms at 4 bars and game arcades in the Japanese capital. Sweet. The 4 games include one in which the object is to spray the screen clean of graffiti. Another measures the volume of the urine stream. Splashing battle pits one user against another.
What?
By challenging him to produce a more powerful stream than the previous visitor. Sega said the toilet games would be available only until the end of the month, and it had no plans to target them commercially. Household versions will be unlikely to succeed because apparently 33% of Japanese men prefer to sit down when they pee.
Oh, what bitches. Because they got little penises.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Asians. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You guys hate me because I make fun of you all the time. But
you know anyway,
what?
Anyways,
no, I live
true.
Around you, and you got little penises, and that's why you have to sit down.
That's very true because... I'm gonna speak for the well-hung men in the world, and I'm so proud to say I'm on that side. sitting on a toilet is not always the most comfortable thing, because sometimes the tip of your dick sticks in the water.
Oh, God.
So you got to constantly flush. And I'm just keeping it real, and a lot of guys know what I'm talking about. And it sucks. So feel for us. You guys always talk about the guys with the little dicks. Feel for the guys with the big dicks, okay? We have our problems, too. Sucks.
Well, the little ones seem to be more lucky, I guess. They sit like bitches. But anyways, notorious Russian prison gets tanning beds.
What?
Guido.
I like that.
A century-old Russian prison notorious for its primitive conditions will soon offer inmates a new perk, tanning beds.
Nice.
The tanning beds at Moscow's prison will be ready for
observances
of its 240-year-old anniversary this year. The tanning beds are... meant to compensate for inadequate sunlight in the cells, but inmates will have to pay and at 10 rubles. 33 cents a minute. That sizable fee in the county country where the average monthly salary is under $1,000.
Wow, that's even. You're getting good.
So I know. Thanks. I can barely see the screen though. I'm wearing contacts, so like, and they're not for a scene. So
see,
my vision's going blurry.
I say when you're in jail, fuck that. You're in jail. You shouldn't get nothing.
But you're getting what you're like. You're in jail. Like, oh, don't forget to go tan.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
see,
it's not really for tanning.
It's for inadequate sunlight.
Yeah. Well, because I mean, it's always snowing over there, right? I mean, it's pretty cold.
It's
in Russia.
Pretty fucking
it's
cold.
It's probably
yeah.
more like a UV bed than a tanning bed.
Yeah, see, and
do you
just,
know how pale they are in prison? They're all dying looking. Like,
see, I wouldn't want to be in L.A. County, let alone fucking Moscow International Prison or some shit like that.
Oh, God.
No.
Nah, fuck that. But, God
know,
bless
people,
America.
People in Alaska, because it's, you know, it's daytime for or nighttime for like 6 months up there.
Uh-huh.
They wear UV visors.
UV visors? How
yeah,
the fuck does
like,
that work?
It's like a visor, like a hat that has uh-huh. a UV light underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
And it shines in your face
uh-huh.
so that you don't get depressed.
Wow.
It's
yeah, going to take a lot.
Lack of sunlight, yeah, it does make you depressed.
Ah, mm-hmm. okay.
It's the vitamin D.
Ah, okay. So I was going to say, it's going to take a lot more. When I'm feeling depressed, it's going to take a lot more than a fucking light.
Well, it's like a therapy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You
no, I actually,
use it, you won't get depressed.
Right, yeah, see. God bless California. L.A.
I know, right? We get the best weather.
I'm so... Ugh. Whew.
Never been out of California, ever.
Fuck that. Fuck everywhere else.
Anyway, Mexican gangs using catapults to hurl pot into U.S.
Love it.
Drug smugglers are using an ancient invention as a new way to move marijuana across the border from Mexico to Arizona. The discovery of two drug catapults in the Mexican state of Sonora marks the first twist in the cat-and-mouse game traffickers play with authorities. A Mexican army officer says the 3-yard, which is like 3 meters, tall catapult was found about 20 yards from the U.S. border on a flatbed towed by a sports utility vehicle. The officer says the catapult was capable of launching 4.4 pounds of marijuana at a time.
Nice.
He says the soldiers seized 35 pounds of pot, the vehicle, and the catapult.
Love it.
Mexican officials say it is the first time they have seen this smuggling method used by local traffickers.
See, and that's cool because drug smugglers, cops, you could try whatever you want, but they're like 5 steps ahead of you guys.
But that's kind of clever.
Yeah, hell
it's
yeah.
It's just stress.
You know, I could picture like two
it's
Mexican
just
dudes.
Stress
but check that shit. But think about people in the Midwest and shit. That shit sells. It's
that's
yeah.
the shit for them.
We're in California.
I know,
we're in
spoiled.
Heaven. We're in
spoiled.
Heaven, dude. This
we're
is like
spoiled.
Fucking. But I could imagine like two Mexican dudes sitting at home on a Saturday morning and watching Tom and Jerry, and like Jerry has a catapult, and he said. You know what? That would work. What are you talking about? Fuck that. Holmes, we'll put that in Sonora. Okay, we're going to park it like 3 yards from the border, and then we'll make one. How the fuck are we going to... Come on, we can make it,
the
Holmes.
Coyote can do it. So can we.
Exactly.
You can do it.
You saw the movie. We can do it, man. Si se
Speaking
puede.
Of pot paradise, you know Amsterdam, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stoner heaven, right? That country? What country is that?
That's
Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
There you
uh-huh.
go. That's the word I was looking for. They're actually going to start requiring you to have a citizen's card, which is like a pass, to go to the cafes that allow you to smoke.
You know how much tourism that is going to lose? They're going to lose because of that? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming
that's what they're actually trying
is that
to
a big? That has to be a big thing. Oh.
They're trying to stop so much tourism because it's causing traffic jams. Bringing illegal, you know, people over there.
That's like Hawaii saying, you know what, we're gonna build a big wall on the beach, and you can't look at the beach anymore.
Yeah,
unless you have a visitor's pass.
Yeah, exactly. Unless, nah, see, that's not
this
cool.
just for Californians.
Jesus Christ.
Oh well, fuck them.
Yeah. Oh well, we got our shit here.
Well, hopefully, maybe
our
know,
weed is
California
best.
Will be the new Amsterdam.
Yes, and our weed is the best in the world.
Can
mark
you imagine?
My words.
If California was the new Amsterdam, how many people would come here?
It's going to be people, and that's what they're doing.
It'd be more expensive to live here.
A few years, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Oh, my goodness. That would create a lot of revenue.
A lot.
Just saying.
A ton.
This has been the news.
Okay, so I was driving down the street, guys, a few days ago, and Rob, I sent you a message the day that this popped up in my head, but I want a lot of guys have probably done what I almost did the other day. I almost got into a car accident because I just saw a sexy-ass girl.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
What's that? Yes, Robert, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's so powerful. It almost caused me to get in a car accident. And I'm starting to think that half of the car accidents in the world are from guys who are driving and they see a girl with a fat ass to the side and they're like, oh, and the boom. Seriously, dude.
Was it a brake emergency braking situation?
It was a like, what are you doing, stupid? Like, I had to tell myself, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, you're stupid. You almost rammed into this car. It was one of those I had to talk to myself moment.
Your heart was beating fast afterwards.
And that's the problem with the power of the fucking vagina, Rob.
It's because you guys don't think with the head on your head, shoulders. You think with the one in between your pants.
Exactly.
I'm glad I don't succumb to the powers of the vagina.
I know. You have like a force field. Vagina slaps him and it like...
whatever.
He's like, sorry.
Whatever. It doesn't work for me.
No, silly.
You didn't get the memo.
Parking up the wrong tree.
But Rob, you, as a gay dude, and there are a few things that I envy about gay people, and one of them is not being able to get married. I think you guys should keep that, fight that as long as you guys can. You guys don't
not being able to get
you
married.
I mean, you guys don't want to think of all the. I know I'm getting married, but I'm one of the rare people that is truly happy and loves
right,
my chick,
right,
and
right,
she fucks
right,
the
right,
shit
right,
out of me
right,
and all right, that. So, right. But 90% of marriages suck. So I don't think you guys should be pushing.
I think
this
a lot of people just do it because it's what they think is supposed to be done.
That's exactly,
you know
what,
I mean?
What it is.
And it's like, you know what? You should just not do what everybody tells you you should be doing. Like I said, I see it as just a piece of paper legally binding you to each other's problems. But I say if you're with a person for a really long time, say, you know, 5, 8, 10 years, whatever, and you know you're gonna be with them, then okay, yeah, get married, you know.
Yep.
But don't do it after a year.
Yeah, there's no reason.
Or, you know what I mean? It's like, you're fucking yourself.
Yes.
You're forcing something that you should just let happen. Like, do you have to have a piece of paper to prove you love each other?
Right. So
no.
Nope. So my point in that, Rob, is there are a few things I envy about the gay community, and that's one of them. Okay, so just give up that fight. Just let it ride. Let it ride. I
let what everybody else.
There you go. There you go. And another one is the fact that you guys don't have that ability to get slapped with pussy and just like turn into a stupid ass Three Stooge. Like, really, it's
well, yeah, like a girl, we can walk into a place and not have to pay for a goddamn thing.
Give it to us, Desi. Exactly.
I mean, you know, you go somewhere and it's just like the guys, you know, it's just they just do it. You
exactly
know, they pay for it.
We do it.
Unfortunately though, it isn't, we're not immune to all forms of the genital power.
Okay,
well, because
but
some girls don't know how to work it. Some
No,
he's talking about dick power or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, guys
but
got dick power, too.
I'm sure they do because you guys have to.
It only works because in a certain,
you know,
small community.
A girl can get whipped on a guy, and honestly, the guy's got dick power. Pretty much that's the only reason why she'll put up with a lot of crap is because the dick is good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
You know, speak the truth. Preach.
I mean, I've seen a lot of my friends go through that. I'm like, why? You fight all the time, but they're like, oh my god, you don't understand.
Makes
like,
me
fucks me like
17
so
times.
Oh my god.
Girl, that nigga has two heads. He has two penises, girl. I don't even know. I don't know what he does. That's why I keep getting pregnant, girl. But it's tough. The power of the vagina is tough. And I'm just going to throw one thing out there that proves the epitome of the power of the vagina, and it's the fucking strip club.
It's like an ATM. It's
the
strip club. I told my brother earlier, it's like an ATM. It's like that you guys put your credit card and then it's like...
Exactly.
You get whatever you want.
And Des, you don't understand this, and Rob, you probably don't either, but... I don't like strip clubs, but I used to frequent them just, you know, whatever. Let's meet up at the strip club while my friends want to go. And you're in there for 5 minutes, and you've literally already spent $60. It's fucking ridiculous.
I've only gone once, and I only went because like it was Sam Phillips' birthday or whatever.
Yeah, I did.
And I got a lap dance because she paid for it.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, I would never go on my own or by myself because it didn't do anything for me. It being bisexual and all, it just did nothing for me. I was like, I'm not going to pay. You don't have to pay for this.
Yeah, and exactly.
I can get this for
and
free.
And that's what I'm thinking. I'm like... This when I was younger, DVDs were in. So I'm like, I could go to a video store and buy a DVD for $10, and that should allow. I could jack off all night to that shit. That's just how I was thinking. Because I'm part Jewish.
Because they're just
Jewish.
Teasing you. They're fucking pulling on your dick.
Yeah. And
you get nothing out of it but a boner.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, if you sit in there and the girls will keep coming up to you and asking you for dances, and if you tell them no and keep telling them no, word gets around. So you start getting mad dogged by these bitches. Next thing you know, you're just like, you're sitting in there and all the strippers are just mad dogging pissed at you because they know go up to him, he's going to say no. Yeah, exactly.
You ain't got no money. Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
Wasting my time.
Yep.
And I'm here to make money.
That's exactly right. Every minute to these bitches is money, is a dollar. And if you're not going to give it to them, then they don't want to hear about what the hell you have to say. I mean, think about it. Male strip clubs, I don't think they're as popular as female strip clubs. There's no fucking way.
I don't know. I've never been to a male strip club.
I don't even, but like, when you watch movies and shit like that, and just strip club, when you think strip club, you automatically think a woman, right? Like a woman sliding down a pole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't think like
not me.
Chippendales. Yeah. You. Yeah. Robert. Yeah.
Yeah. I never think of guys.
Like, right. And
but I've never been to one. I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess I would go out of curiosity, but I would never go because I don't like looking at guys in little thongs with their junk in my face.
Right.
And,
see,
and they're all greased up, and it's just kind of gross to me.
Yeah, yeah. See, my girl feels the same way. She.
That's why I feel gross with the girl strippers, because, like, everyone's touching them, and they look trashy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's just, yeah. It's dirty to me.
Do you guys, I was trying to find it on YouTube, but have you guys ever seen that Wanda Sykes skit where she's talking about how guys go to strip clubs, and they can go to the worst kind of strip clubs, the ones with the skanky ass looking hoes.
Uh-huh.
They'll My still time. Go to there, yeah. go to those strip clubs, and they don't even have to do anything. These strippers are just up there with their legs open, saying, "Look at it."
Yeah, just look. Yeah,
look at it.
And that's guys. We keep visual. We're very, very good at visuals.
I was trying to find it. I could not find that.
Because we're very good at visuals. Like, guys, that's why guys always take a second glance when they see something fine, because they want to imprint that shit in their fucking memory right here. Because I want to, when I see that ass, I want to look at, I want to remember that when I haven't had none in a couple days. You know what I'm saying? Guys want to imprint, and we remember. Oh, you passed us for 2 seconds, but we're going to remember you for a good year and a half, two years.
Oh, God, really?
Probably
Ew,
even longer.
That really creeps me out.
It is. Oh, Desi, a lot of guys have jacked off to you. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I told you about the email I got about the guy across the fucking world saying that he jacked off to my pictures.
What the fuck? You probably did, but I would remember that.
On Facebook, yeah, he sent me this email.
What?
And he didn't necessarily say it straight out, but like from what I got from the message, what he said, I was like, and I messaged him back saying, I hope you're not saying what I think you're saying. And then he was like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. He's all like, I thought it would be like a compliment.
Weird.
He's like, isn't it amazing how you have that power to do that to somebody across the world? I was like, ah, I blocked him. I was so creeped out.
Weird.
I was like, ew, block. Block. Wowzer. Don't look at my pictures ever again.
But aren't you kind of somewhat flattered?
I mean, but like to tell me about it,
kinda,
I don't want to fucking.
That would kind of like do it. I'd be like, oh, really? Damn. But that doesn't happen. Girls don't fucking hit you up and be like, oh, I fucking diddled
what
my
if
clit
a girl
to you.
Said it?
Oh, Desi. Oh,
I don't
shit.
Know. Well,
she would call. Where do you live?
Can I come see you?
ASL.
Oh.
Where
if she's
are
hot,
you?
It's like another story. But
Iceland?
If she's not, it's like, oh, no, if she's some fat bitch, I'm like, ew.
What if the guy had been hot?
No, it's still, regardless, it just creeped me out.
That's funny.
I mean, but the person had no pictures either, so that's another creepy thing.
Ew, it's probably
some fat person. Like,
Bolivia, can I get a ride there? Where's the? Hold on, let me GPS it. 2,858 miles. Okay, let me call my brother.
I'll be there next week. Keep that boner.
Let me ask my mom if I can borrow a car.
Here's an ounce.
Nice. But that's the power of the pussy, ladies and gentlemen. The power of the pussy makes Kobe Bryant buy his wife a $4 million ring.
I know, right?
Like
he
that.
Felt so guilty. He bought her.
He just didn't want to get a divorce
and lose more fucking money.
He's
right?
Like, fuck it, I'll give you $4 million.
Yeah,
a divorce would probably cost more.
$40 million. Yeah, it'd have been put a zero in back of that. So
I would have just given her $4 million.
But guys don't get settlements like that. You got to have a vagina to get something.
But yeah,
like
I think
that
too. Like the power of the pussy ruined Tiger Woods.
Oh,
ooh, marriage.
It ruined him, dude.
I mean, the motherfucker was
ruined
so addicted
him.
To that fucking shit.
Yep.
He got caught up, you know?
Yeah,
and, like, he ruined his
up,
marriage
man.
And, like, his whole, like, everything, his career, his
yeah.
public figure. Like,
remember, he was
all
like,
for vagina.
Yeah, for pussy.
For fucking,
pussy.
For a nut, dude.
Man.
For you to bust a fucking nut, you ruined
wow.
your whole life and made everybody look at you differently. What
wow.
the hell is wrong
yeah.
with you?
Yeah.
How many girls have done that? Not many.
Not
you know,
many.
His whole persona is for show.
It was. It was. He was fooling all of us, people. He was fooling us. He was
no,
fooling
I
us.
Mean, he had coaches telling him what to say.
I'm pretty
what
sure.
To do,
just
what
like
to
the
say.
President. Yeah. Just, yep.
And they had people hiding his mistresses from everybody.
Yep. Yep, that's amazing.
Well, that's what happens just when, like, you got money.
Bill Clinton is another example. Power of the pussy got him.
I know.
Like, straight up, just, yeah, or the power, yeah, of the mouth. But, you know, she probably gave it up. I think she was giving up to Chris,
oh,
right?
For sure.
That was just so, one incident that, yeah, he got caught
he
on.
He
was
did the not one. Just put a cigar in there.
Yeah, no.
Nah, wasn't the only one.
Nah, nah. I don't believe that. But the president of the United States, the most powerful man in the free world, the power of the pussy got him.
Yeah.
That's
vagina
scary.
Power.
Dude, guys, you guys need...
It's men, not our fault you guys have weakness.
Yeah, and Desi, that's good that she's, because people always say it's a man's world.
No.
But I'm sorry.
We let you think it's your world.
Exactly. The power of vagina. Exactly. And it's a powerful, powerful thing. Leaders of the free world will risk everything for just a little bit of that fucking pussy. That's bad, dude. That's bad.
Yeah, but sometimes having that power gets us in trouble.
Yeah.
It, yeah, does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you don't use it right, then.
Use it for evil.
Example, please.
A lot of girls do, though, and they make other girls look bad because they, you know, they're sluts. Uh-huh. And they use it to get to the top, yeah, and, you know, to corrupt people or to get their way or manipulate people. You know, they use their vagina.
Big time.
And it's like, oh my God, just because you fuck them, like, mm-hmm, now, like, they, you know, they do whatever you want.
And to smart guys such as myself, and I'm telling you, there are very few, because most guys are fucking idiots. I'm telling you right now. It doesn't work. You know, it doesn't work for me, but the power, that it works for a lot of other people, dude. Most other guys.
Especially fat, older CEOs. That,
those guys that never got any their whole life.
That aren't getting any now because they're old and fat.
Yeah, the easiest prey are people who are not having sex.
Yeah.
Because honestly, you don't even have to do anything.
Reason why.
Honestly, you don't. You just have to give them attention. And it's just like they'll do whatever you want because they're hoping.
The reason why. No, the reason why prostitution is the oldest profession in the world, right?
Yeah.
Because guys that don't have sex, they can't. That's nuts, dude. That's fucking crazy. See, and it's kind of a scary situation if you think about it. You ladies have something between your legs that is just...
Controls men and creates life.
You guys have everything that is... I'm going to go as far as to say that manhood, where we are right now, is because of the power of the pussy. It started with Adam. Fucking around in the Garden of Eden and fucking Eve with the pussy. Says, oh, I'm going to eat this apple. And Adam, okay, bleh, I'm going to stick by. And that's where it started. That's where the
Isn't
power of the
this
pussy
the
started.
Fruit we're not supposed to
She's
eat.
She's like, no, let's just eat it. Let's, he's like, okay.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Eat it. I'll let you do me.
Didn't the snake say not to eat? Don't worry. Yeah, that's...
She's like, come on, eat it with me.
Yeah, see, exactly, lick it.
And he's like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, see? We'll define God because your vagina power is taking over.
See, so I would go as far as to say mankind is here through the structure of woman because they do that old cliche, behind every good man is a good woman.
But even guys know that vagina has power because even guys will use a girl, you uh-huh. know, tell a girl, hey, you know, go... talk to this dude to get
Definitely.
Something out of him. You know what I mean? Like criminals and people yeah. who are like that.
Pimping.
They use a girl. Like we have like at my job, there's a vendor that comes in and it's not her marijuana. You know, it's some guy's marijuana, but she's this Russian. She's a hot Russian girl.
Nice, nice.
And she comes in, she's all friendly, nice to everybody. And then all the guys are sitting there like,
nice,
but they don't
yeah.
buy her weed, you know, but it's just funny how like these guys send in the girl
yeah.
with a bunch of weed.
Yeah.
And they, you know, and
beautiful.
We catch on with yeah. us girls are like looking at
you know
this bitch, you know, we see yeah. her, we're like, this bitch, we know what you're doing. We're
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah.
He's using your vagina power right now.
Exactly. Because beautiful women does something to guys. It just, there's something in our brains that just goes stupid when we see a beautiful woman. You know what I mean? And they did this. I was watching this show and they did a thing where they kept counting how many times a guy's eyes looked down to the girl's tits.
Mm-hmm.
They were just recording a casual conversation and his eyes just kept going down. And it's so subtle, like to the trained eye, to the regular eye, you can't really notice. I don't know, you guys probably do notice.
Oh, we know when you're looking.
Okay, you guys know, never mind. But when they slow it down, it's like you could tell, boom, and then it comes back up. It's amazing, dude. It's fucking amazing. And nothing but the woman's body could do that to us. And it's been like that forever.
Well, girls could do that too, the guys, you know.
What's that?
Girls do the same thing to guys. You guys, but we're not so noticeable.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are good. Whatever you guys are good at whatever you do.
We're not, so we don't make it because we don't get all like, oh my god, I want to fuck you, and we get a boner, and we're like, oh, look at that ass.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just more like, damn, he's cute, and it's just kind of like you'll look, but like you won't look to where it's like obvious because you know we're not gonna like make you let you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny. When I used to work at the camera store, I used to get girls coming in there, and I could tell when they were trying to flirt their way to a free bag.
Of course.
Free memory card.
Once again, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Well, I didn't tell them that, but they would be asking me, like, come on, can't you just do this? And like, no. Like,
nah. I see girls do that at my job to the guys, and I watch them trying to get, you know, get hooked up or free guns. They're flirting with them, and I'm like looking at them like, this bitch.
you know?
But even still, afterwards, my coworkers would be like, oh, damn, she's blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? It just didn't work on me because is she going to come back here and fuck me right now?
She's not going to come back at all. Probably not.
Women use this.
I tell my lovely fiance to do this all the time, and she does it. And she'll wear the low-cut dress or whatever, blouse, and she'll take her car in for, a oil change, and her will be bent. How do you do? What do I do? Can you help me, please? Then he throw that. Where is it? Under the hood? Where's the tire? You know, it's like. And I tell her, use that to your advantage. Keep in mind, she's a fucking smart ass graduate student with a master's degree, and she still does. It's great. I'm like, because the power of the pussy is amazing. It'll make a guy stay. Oh, I'll stay 2 hours overtime. Yeah, I'll change your radiator for you. No problem. I mean, shit like that, dude. I hear girls all the time. You know
and
how
all
many
she has to do is let you watch her walk away.
Exactly. Goodbye.
Or smile at you or something.
Goodbye.
Flip the hair.
Slightly touch your shoulder as she walks away. And you're like, she touched me.
Because I'm really a firm believer also in the fact that men, they play in bands. They want to get into professional sports because they want to get women.
Yep.
You know what I mean, right? Thank you.
I agree.
I've always, people would tell me, no, it's just what he likes and he was a natural at it. Yeah, you know what? He was a natural at it.
It was probably lucky for him that he was a natural at it because now he has access to all this vagina.
Exactly. But honestly, you know, I don't like guys in bands. And
really?
I've never been for the athletic types.
Uh-huh. You like?
I don't like guys in bands because they're sluts. They're whores. And it's not, I'm not
definitely,
stupid.
Definitely.
You're thinking realistically.
You know,
but honest,
yeah.
Yeah,
I do. I'm like,
there's sluts out there. They're like, oh, my God.
I'm like, come on.
Oh,
no,
he's got like
exactly.
Him.
And the ones in the sports sometimes get a little cocky because they have to like always be working out or blah, blah, blah. You know, it's all about their body. And it's like, oh, shut up. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate that. It's like, oh, go go work out. Leave me alone. Go look at your, go fuck yourself. Go look in the mirror for a while. Obviously,
I tried,
turn yourself on.
I came across something on our one of our favorite websites, askmen.com.
Oh, right.
Not Ask Men.
That's a different website.
Or Axe Men for lumberjacks.
Right. That's not my website.
It's stupid things guys do to get pussy.
Wow.
I know.
Well, my mom was right. You really can slap a .com at the end of anything and find it.
Anything, dog. You just Google.
I used to do that when I didn't know the internet. I'd be like, blah, 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 .com.
Oh, I do that.
Oh, wow.
They actually have one. Exactly.
And now this one. Stupid shit guys do to get pussy.
To get pussy. Yes. One is drinking too much. And you know, obviously women hate that. But a lot of guys think that, oh, yeah, I'll keep drinking. And the more I drink, I'm starting to get more clever and, you know, talkative. But
no, you think you are.
Thank you. Coming from a woman,
it
how
really
is that, Desi?
It comes out
no,
like this.
Yeah.
No, it sounds kind of weird.
If you're drinking, like, a lot, it's kind of unappealing. If you're drunk and I'm not. And when we're getting drunk together, okay. But if you're just over-drinking and you're just becoming sloppy, though. That's
That's not really.
Because then we're looking at you like, ew.
Yeah.
Because we're not as drunk as you, so we're looking at you. We're not on the same level.
You start slurring, and guys get that little drool down the
and
side.
Then, and, then it's just, and then it becomes like drunken sex, and like you're not drunk.
Yeah.
So it's like, ew.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that must suck. See, because I've always been like.
Because they're all like into it, and you're not into it the same way.
Yeah. I rarely run into a sex.
I see you've been there, Destiny.
I rarely run into a sex act I don't like. So what is it being on the opposite side of drunk sex, Desi, having some dude on top of you who your buzz is down but his is up and he's just like, let's do it. Like, just give me the experience, not necessarily from you but from a woman's point of view.
it would be just uncomfortable and more of like, can you just get this over with? The only thing that sucks about someone being drunk and having sex with them is that most of the time guys can't finish. And then they're just going forever because it feels good.
Uh-huh.
So then eventually you just have to be like, get the fuck off of me.
Yeah. Damn. Ugh, that sucks. See, luckily I've always kind of been like, I can count down. Like I've been like, I notice she's ready. I can go 20 more minutes if you need me to. Like I've been lucky. It's just all in your positions. Like whatever position, because some positions aren't as sensitive to the male penis. Like when I'm ready to bust a nut and I want to keep going, I'll tell my girl to get on top of me, because it still feels good, but I can just relax and I'm not thinking about, you know, busting a nut. I'm just like
thinking
chilling.
Thinking about what you're going to do
right.
tomorrow.
But if she's bent over doggy style, I'll nut in like 3 seconds. So we can't start with doggy style. We never start with doggy style, because doggy style will be done in 2 minutes.
Why did the letters TMI come to mind?
Well,
but most guys, honestly, most guys.
I didn't need to know that much about Denise's vagina power.
Luckily, she's getting married to me. Done deal. I tricked her.
But usually, that's most guys' favorite position, though, is doggy style.
It is. It's amazing.
And, yeah.
Oh, the ass looks beautiful in the air. Just it's God. It's heaven. I couldn't even explain it to. Well, you know what I'm talking. I couldn't explain it to Robert, but Desi, you know what I'm talking about.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I know?
It's one of my favorites.
Why wouldn't I know?
Yeah, I don't know your past. You know, you may have experimented with the woman, but
it looks the same.
No, it fucking doesn't, Robert.
No.
I just pictured a beautiful woman.
Because
the
girl's got like an hourglass shape.
Yeah.
And it's
same,
just...
same effect.
I don't want no...
On guys. Gay guys.
Not a hair. Yeah, but... In
sorry,
my eyes,
but you brought it up.
I did. I opened that door.
You excluded me from something I genuinely know about.
Okay, but vagina. It's the whole... You got to picture the beautiful vagina with a little bit of... Do just hanging off of its leaf.
Wow. Do you write for Hustler?
Oh my god.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing, dude. It's fucking gorgeous. But hey, as a gay, you know what turns you on.
Somebody told me, and I don't know, you guys would have to tell me, because you would know. But somebody told me that it opens up like a flower.
It does.
Yeah.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. Especially when they take their panties off slowly. It's like a morning glory. Do you know what morning glory is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's layers. It's kind of like exactly. There. You open one part. There are, and you know.
Yeah. And then when you're done, it closes back up. It's like a Venus flytrap. It opens up when it feels something it likes, and then it closes up back into its safe little home.
When it's done, it's like, okay, let me recuperate.
Another thing that guys do to try to get pussy is they talk a big game. They talk about how much money they have, what car they drive.
That's so unimpressive, honestly.
Live. Really?
No, that's unimpressive. If a guy's doing that, I turn.
Unfortunately, see, some girls.
Not for me.
I was just about
to
say that.
Gold digger girls, somebody who wants somebody with money, yeah. But to me, I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't.
And
that's
usually
good.
The gold digger ones are the hot ones.
Are in LA. You're exactly right. And we're in Los Angeles, which is like
pretty much
capital.
You can't buy me.
Yeah. See, that's good.
People have tried and it's like, you can't buy me. You
that's very good.
Can't do that. It just doesn't good. Work. If I don't like you, I don't like you.
Yeah, if everybody it's not cracking,
I'm not going to try to like you because you're giving me stuff.
But think about that 33-year-old woman out there who's at the tip where she can only have babies for a few more years and she has to snatch that guy.
Ew, that sucks. We should have ugly kids.
Yeah. She's going to use her vagina powers for evil.
That's
she's going to end up, and you know what?
I should have made an evil vagina power drop.
Evil vagina. Because it does get evil.
When vaginas attack.
Attack of the killer vaginas.
Attack of the 70-foot vagina.
It's all eating everything.
At the new town.
Clap, 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 clap. Oh, that bitch is loose.
At the Newtown Cinema. Give me a... Because you do that guy's voice good, pretty good, Rob. The movie guy. I want an Attack of the Killer Vagina
trailer. Attack of the Killer Vagina.
Attack. When you do the attack.
Oh, that guy. Attack of the Killer Vagina. Or how about this? Imagine a world where vaginas eat you.
And you don't eat them.
Where you don't eat vaginas. They eat you.
Oh no, I don't like that idea. That would be a fucked up world. It's like, you do me, I do you. No, No. You eat me, I eat you. No. But one great thing about the vagina and you talking about it opening and closing is when a woman, because they have babies come out that motherfucker, first of all. But when they squeeze it, they put this squeeze on you.
Oh, that muscle we have?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
Of course I know that. Hello.
What is that? It's
a muscle we can squeeze in between our legs.
Wow.
I'm doing it right now.
It's the Kegel.
Oh, my God.
It's the Kegel.
What is it?
You don't know. It's the Kegels.
See, we're Robert knows all the scientific shit.
Honestly, I've known girls who didn't know they had that power or that muscle. And I'm like, dude, what is wrong with you? Guys love it.
It's the same muscle you have when you like lift up your penis.
When I lift up my penis.
You can make your penis.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, gotcha. That one. Okay.
I've told a girl.
I make my penis dance to music.
One girl didn't know like how to use it. And I told her, okay, try holding your pee. I said, when you squeeze, I said, that's your fucking muscle, stupid.
That is the hottest conversation that probably existed in that day in
teaching
the world.
A girl how to fucking use her.
Teaching
her,
exactly.
Do you remember the commercial used to come on TV? It was about the finger rabbit thing.
Mm-mm. Oh, that vibrator with a rabbit on the end? It's a vibrator.
You stick
it
on your finger.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait.
And
no.
These two younger ladies were sitting on a bench. Talking about it in a magazine, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I got one of those. It feels great." Blah 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 blah.
This is a commercial on TV.
Yes. And then this older lady is sitting behind them in like a restaurant. The bench is like outside the restaurant. And the older lady turns to them and she goes, "Yeah, I got mine last week."
Ew! I saw that. And I was like, "Oh, that's disgusting."
And it was women.
Yes.
It was two younger women, and then an older one turns around with a big old smile on her face. Like, ew, you're having sex.
Is it
still?
The Trojan vibrating touch condom? Or touch?
I think it is.
Okay, hold on.
Do you have the commercial?
I do, yeah. Hold on, because I got to see this. The Trojan vibrating touch. And I just see a white girl with her hands in the air, like showing the size of some guy's penis. So I guess we'll see what the hell this is.
New personal massagers from Trojan Vibrations. Here's why.
They're small and demure.
I love
this one. No, I have it here.
Sexy.
Okay.
No, that's not the right one.
You got it? Okay, hold on. Let me turn this one off.
This is the one.
It's so funny these women are all talking about it.
Like, oh, look at this fat girl right here. That's funny because fat chicks masturbate.
Watch this one.
Okay.
Is that what I think it is? Yeah, it's new from Trojan. It's that vibrating touch that everyone's talking about.
Nice.
Yeah, the little personal massage.
And there's an old redhead lady behind
you. Oh, see, that's my type right there.
Wow, it's so cute.
Late 50s.
That's my type. See, I like them freaky old bitches.
In fact, she told me that you could actually,
orgasm.
Oh my
god. I have definitely got to get one of these.
You and me, though.
There's a redhead old lady in the back of these two hot ladies.
Relax, girls. You can get them right online.
That's where I got mine.
Yes. Shout out to the GILFs in the world, man.
Oh my God, look at that thing.
That's great.
To learn more or to purchase, go to vibratingtouch.com.
We just gave a free shout out to vibratingtouch.com. You made my night.
Oh my God.
Wasn't that amazing?
That's dope.
I
want to meet that old lady. I have to meet that old lady. She's probably the coolest bitch in the world.
It's a vibrator you put on your finger and you just masturbate with.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's pretty much it, yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
That is dope.
Oh, I've never been the type. I've never been the type to be like that, but that's interesting.
Destiny.
What?
You can get it right online.
Oh, awesome. Trojan.com.
VibratingTouch.com.
Trojan, yeah, there you go.
VibratingTouch.com. Swear to God, that's a fucking advertisement right there, motherfuckers.
Hey, Desi, do ladies know when guys are lying and bullshitting, like, most of the time? Well, that's kind of a hard question, because I guess when you don't know, your legs are already in the air and the bed is too late. I guess from your, just
this
in general.
This guy was bullshitting me the whole time.
Too late. Fuck it. He's already nutting on me twice.
Wait,
I should have known when he pulled it out and it was smaller than he advertised.
Do you know when you meet a guy, like, at the bar and he's just, like, bullshitting you? Like, he's like, oh, yeah, I got this and I got that. But he's wearing like fucked up shoes and stuff like that.
Yeah, you think we're not that observant? We're very observant.
That's the first thing a woman looks at.
Yeah, the shoes.
Your shoes.
Right? That's why.
I mean,
yeah,
you can look at the guy and tell how much money he makes or anything, but just by what he's wearing, you know. And it's just.
I don't know. Some guys.
Some guys are bullshitters. I mean, you can tell when a guy's a bullshitter.
Uh-huh.
He talks too high, you know. And it's
yeah,
just like,
I got a I got four cars. Yeah, I live in Brentwood.
Those are breaking all the dating rules of stuff you're not supposed to talk
about. Exactly. Fucking liars. And guys, stupid guys out there think they're doing it. And
when a guy's trying too hard, you can tell when a guy's trying too hard, and it's really pathetic.
It is,
unfortunately.
It's a turn off.
Some girls fall for it.
Like I said, there are those very naive girls. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just not one of them.
And those are who
naive.
I used to prey upon. Used to. At 9 p.m. before the club, I used to get my mind together, get in my Zen moment. I would sit in the car, Buddha style.
Lower your standards.
I would lower my standards to the fucking under the refrigerator, like the stuff that's under the refrigerator.
To all the requirements are.
I take
that
back. My standards start high. They start at the ceiling, like I want to like. But then, like as the hours go by, like once like 1 or 2 p.m. gets there, then I start lowering my standards. And I'm like end up with some fat chick that looks like Precious.
Ew.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm sorry.
It's funny because I believe you.
Once or twice.
I don't know. Even when I'm drunk, I don't know. I just, my standards, I won't. I can't.
Yeah.
I've never done it. I just can't.
I saw a greeting card once with a big, giant, fat lady. Like, she had rolls everywhere. Her boobs are spilling out everywhere. And it's just, like, disgusting. Okay?
What? Disgusting.
And the caption was, "Find a tuck and fuck."
Nice. Ew.
That's that is kind of nasty. That
I've watched my friends make out with the most ugliest people at clubs. I don't know.
That's nasty. Making out with bitches at clubs.
Their thing, honestly, when
nasty.
We would go out, was like they wanted to fucking find somebody to hook up with and make out with, not like have sex, but just hook, you know, make out with.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, why? Just come here and have fun and let's dance.
No, I need to
and
make
they
out.
Would, yeah, and they would find out. The most ugliest people in the fucking club, and I'm sitting there just watching. I'm like, you're gonna regret this tomorrow. I'm laughing, taking pictures, and I'm like, I'm gonna so rub this in your face the next day, and I do, and they're sitting there mortified, like, stop, I was drunk, and I'm like, well, that's what happens, fucker.
You look like Napoleon Dynamite.
I said, keep your fucking shit together.
That's the fucking, hey, look, bitch. Now you see what I was trying to tell you last night when you were telling me to shut the fuck up?
I
was trying to tell you this.
I think at that point you have a problem.
Yeah.
I just laugh.
Yeah. It's sad. Power of the Pussy is a motherfucker, dude. And people who, like we said, they, cars, like guys will, they'll hook up their car, like fucking put 50 grand into their car. But they'll be living with their mom in a basement, you know.
That
what I'm
or they'll have nice ass cars or big ass cars but they got little dicks.
Oh.
And usually guys with nice ass cars or bigger cars, so they're trying to make up for something they don't got.
Damn, that must suck, man. See, thank God, God bless I didn't get the you know. God bless, I'm batting for, you know, the 7 and above.
Look,
team over here.
The vagina is so coveted that even some men want them, and they make songs about it.
If I had a vagina, I would never be broke. That's all I'll say. Oh, nah. Yeah.
This is
Travis Barker's new song, ladies and gentlemen. I want a real vagina there, so freaking bad. Oh, this is about trannies, Robert.
Yeah.
You got your... This is your favorites. You went on your favorites by accident?
No.
You sure? It'll come with a
hymen. Wait, this is funny. Listen. Pristine, but I'll bust that cherry
like a slutty queen with a big old dick. Oh my god. Every time I close my eyes. Oh my god, he wishes he had a my vagina. Fall right out the side. Ew.
There's something wrong with this. So I can't put my finger on it, but there's something wrong with this.
What, that he doesn't make a bad looking woman?
Oh, hell.
Oh, my
no.
God.
Yo.
I would have the whole shebang done. The surgery is not so fun. Put it on your wish list and give my guest a little kiss. I'll
see.
Probably pull a little
look,
Britney
this
and flash it and show the world that I paid the coins for the front.
This is Robert. Robert just dipped into his personal
bare
stash.
Vagina?
It sounds like a cat kiss. It'll be a couple months since my ditch was dug. Made a hole from a pole. Now all I need is jugs. Ooh. I'll probably get them real tasteful, like, I'm just kidding, they'll be huge, right? You won't forget about me, stupid, even when I'm old. I'm gonna have a big food.
Well,
every time I close my
if I can't say one thing, like I said, if I had a vagina, I'd never be broke.
Oh my god, what a tranny's dream is to have a vagina.
Yeah, well, wow. This is proof.
Oh my god.
See, aren't you lucky you were born with one?
Oh, Jessie. I love being a girl.
I'm
I love
sure you
it.
Do.
I do. I would not want to be a guy, honestly. Oh, I'm a lady there. Oh, oh,
oh. See, one
I came across this on Facebook the other day. It was.
I know. I mean, we have a few faults to having a vagina, you know, having to give birth and bleed every month.
Yeah, see?
But besides that, you know.
Those two things you just mentioned, it makes me so glad that I'm a fucking man. That and the fact that I could piss anywhere I want.
But you see, I don't know any better because I was born a girl and I'm used to it.
No.
So.
Crank a baby or two out.
Oh, no, fuck that.
Then we'll talk. Have a little fucking possum inside of you.
Shut
a little
up.
Fucking
shut
marsupial
up.
Growing and just sliver out like an alien. Be like, shit everywhere. Yeah, and you get shit on your legs.
It's technically a tumor.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God,
just
shut
growing
up.
Inside
I don't
of you.
Want to experience that.
Yeah. And then you got some guy there get with a syringe getting shit out of your ass. Beautiful, huh?
Fuck you.
The beauty of childbirth, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wonderful.
It's beauty. On that
oh,
note,
well, we don't have to pay for anything.
Should we get the fuck out of here?
Is it that time?
It's that time, man.
Sheesh. I didn't even realize.
That shit flew.
Where did the time go?
It went to the tranny video.
Oh, right.
Check us out at podtalkers.com.
Podtalkers@gmail.com.
Air FM Live.
Every, what, Sunday at 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
Yep.
Pacific Standard Time.
And don't forget iTunes.
And yes. Rate us. iTunes. Please rate us.
Yes, yes, yes. And we're thinking up somewhere we can have a good listener party and hang out with all you guys very soon. So stay tuned.
And we will be there on time.
Yes,
promise.
We will. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.